Herkules. Digitalizacija nasljeđa i identiteta srpske dijaspore.
Možeš mi nešto reći o tome kako ste koristili u porodici srpski jezik?
Ja sam koristio srpski jezik kad sam bio mnogo mali i sve kod danas. I use the Serbian language from when I was younger till today. I use it whenever I communicate with my mother or my grandmother at home for the moment. Mm-hmm.
Kako si komunicirao sa svojim bratom?
Ja sam komunicirao sa mojim bratom u srpski i isto američki. I would communicate with my brother in Serbian and in English.
Mm-hmm. Šta je za tebe srpski jezik? Koliko često koristiš srpski
jezik? Ja koristim srpski jezik here and there. Mm-hmm. Kad neki put ja zabravim neke reči, onda ja idem u English da kao supplement mm-hmm. the words.
Mm-hmm. A kada dođeš u Srbiju, s kim pričaš i kako koristiš engleski, srpski, sve?
Kad idem u Srbiju, ja pričam srpski zašto moj baba i deda, oni ne pričaju engleski i onda treba da pričam srpski za them. I kad pričam English, ja pričam za moj brat, kad ja sam u Srbiji, ili za moj.
A sa nekim prijateljima u Srbiji, rođacima, sestro tetke vam je tamo, je li tako beše?
Da, moja mama ima mnogo drugari u Srbiju i ona ima decu ko su u college i ona, oni studiju engleski i mogu da pričam English with those people. Uh-huh.
Koliko ti je prijatno kad pričaš srpski? Kako se osjećaš kad pričaš srpski?
Neki put kad pričam srpski, I get a little nervous because mm-hmm. I kind of stumble over my words. And since I'm not in practice at school, my dialects and my pronunciation is not as good as it would be if I was to be in Serbia for a certain period of time mm-hmm. being around the language.
Da li bi volao da dođeš u Srbiju na duži period, da možda malo više pričaš ili malo putuješ Srbijom?
Pa ja bih rekao da Srbija je very cool i da sam ja za babu i dedu je kao very, very old school. Mm-hmm. And so staying there in like the old school areas for a longer period of time, there isn't much to do, but I do enjoy it. In a sense of staying there for longer periods of time, I personally do not enjoy it as much because language barriers as well as the food isn't as diverse as it would be here in America, where there's a lot of different cultures getting kind of their impact within the cuisine, the people, whereas in the small town of Parachin, there isn't as much culture being kind of immersed within the area of Parachin where my grandparents are from. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Da li ti je važno da sačuvaš srpski jezik? Da li je za tebe to važno, bitno u životu?
Jeste bitno u mojoj životu da pričam srpski zašto to je kao my heritage. Mm-hmm. Ja bi volio da kao pass down to my children how to speak Serbian, to kind of understand certain words in Serbian, because my mother, she is very proud to be Serbian. I am as well proud to be Serbian. So it is something that I would like to pass down. It's part of me that makes me who I am. And separates me from everyone else. Not separates me from everyone else, but makes me unique.
Unique. Mm-hmm. Okay. Znam da si išao u crkvu kad si bio mali.
Da.
Šta su bile aktivnosti?
U crkvu?
Mm-hmm.
Kad sam bio u crkvu, kad sam bio mnogo mali, there was a lot of preaching of, I guess, the Orthodox, Greek Orthodox religion. There was also like folklore dances that was to be set up for younger children to participate. I personally did not do folklore. My mom wanted me to do folklore. She pushed it on me a little bit, but I stayed away from folklore.
Why?
Why I stayed away from folklore? I'm very uncoordinated, and so when I dance, I look funny.
Okay. Kad si prestao da ideš u crkvu i da li ti je to, da li ti ništa nedostajalo kad si, kad si prestao?
Pa ja sam prestao da idem u crkvu kad sam bio, mislim, middle school age. Yes. Kao nije bilo kao više kao, kako da kažem, kao fun. Nešto mnogo deca bilo, they came to the church and we'd all play outside. But after a period of time, I made new friends and sort of the ties with the old friends sort of died out. And so there wasn't much of a kind of want for me to go to church and hang out with those people because those people weren't there anymore.
Da li čitaš nešto na srpskom, neke sajtove, knjige, bilo šta?
Ja ne čitam srpski, pa neki put moja majka kaže nešto da čitam, kao kad teksta za Dugari, ona pita može da čitaš ovo i onda ja pokušam da čitam to i onda ide kao onako, neki put radi mnogo dobro, neki put ne ide dobro, pa ja ne čitam knjige ili nešto tako, ja ne čitam.
A da li neku muziku pratiš na srpskom, imaš li neke, ili nešto, neke serije, filmove, bilo šta?
Moj majka ima drugi telefon i ona stavi muziku kući i onda ja znam kao te, kao mnogo famous Serbian songs that are always played at weddings or at certain parties, like the oldies.
Okay. Mama tvoja rekla da ste u kolima uvek slušali srpsku muziku.
Da, jeste. Da li, bio malo...
da li se nečeg sećaš? Da li ti to bilo zanimljivo, prijatno?
Bilo prijatno. Ima mnogo, ne znam kako da kažem u srpski, pa ima...
Say it in English.
It's like a...
Harmonika?
Da, harmonika. Ima mnogo harmonika u srpski muziki. Ja to volim. It's fun when live music, especially when they bring out the harmonica, and it's very fun atmosphere.
Da li svojim prijateljima nešto od srpske tradicije pokazuješ, neku hranu, muziku,
oh, da.
Ples?
Svaki put kad dođem u Srbiju, nosim hranu iz Srbije, onda kažem moj drugari, oni se volio, ima kao čipsi, oni mnogo volio, onda ketchup, ima milka čokolada, oni mnogo volio milku, i smoki, oni isto volio smoki, i onda...
Rakija?
Da, oni isto volio rakiju, moj deda, on pravi rakiju kući, i onda moj baba donese od Srbiju ovde, i onda svi pijemo kao neki put, kao za fun.
Reci mi, kako su tvoji roditelji pričali jedno s drugim? Jesu koristili samo srpski ili su koristili srpski i engleski?
Bilo mix, pa više srpski nego engleski. Samo ako pričali engleski, ako trebalo da kind of get across a point to us where we didn't understand the Serbian words being spoken.
A kako su izgledali, recimo, porodični ručak ili večera kad sedite svi za stolom? Možeš da opišeš, možeš i na engleskom, naravno.
So, for breakfast, it was normally very light, and then for lunch, it was a very kind of big spread of sides. So there would be ajvar, there would be goat's cheese, like feta cheese, and then start off with soup, and then go into main entree. And then after we ate all that, there'd be dessert brought out here and there. coffee would bring brought out. There was slatko mm-hmm. would come out. Malo rakije neki put.
Mm-hmm. Jeste razgovarali međusobno kad sedite za stolom?
Ja bi pričao kao engleski, mm-hmm. but ja bi malo... I'd put in a little Serbian here and there, but for the most part, I would speak English to my brother mm-hmm. and to my parents, it'd be a mix.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kako su za tebe, kako tvoji roditelji, kako je tata govorio, kako mama govori engleski, kako ti procenjuš?
There would definitely be, I guess, grammatical issues, mm-hmm. but the same thing is with me. My pronunciation and grammar isn't the best when it comes to Serbian. Mm-hmm. So when they would speak in English, there'd be a couple words missing or words pronounced wrong, but that mm-hmm. is expected because mm-hmm. that is their second language.
Jesi li ispravio mamu?
Da, neki put, yeah, I would be like, oh, you're saying this wrong, or you spelled this wrong, and they do the same thing for me. So it was like a dynamic of, they would try to teach me the proper Serbian language, and I'd try to teach him proper English.
Dobro. A ko je govorio bolje, tato govorio bolje ili mama? Kako?
Mama, my mother, she definitely has more of an accent compared mm-hmm. to my father when it comes to speaking English. You could definitely tell that there's like a European sense of how they speak when they speak English. When it comes to Serbian, they both spoke it very fluently.
Uh-huh. Da li ti je nekad bilo neprijatno, da li si se stideo što tvoji roditelji nisu native speakers American English?
Was I ever embarrassed of them? I was never embarrassed of my parents being Serbian. I thought growing up it was something unique because I never met anyone who else was Serbian, and it was the thing where I could be like, oh, Serbia is this, blah, 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 and everyone would be like, oh, what's Serbia? And it'd be like a whole new experience for people because until recently, Serbia was kind of not as well known as other countries in Eastern Europe. Jokic, the very famous mm-hmm. basketball player, he kind of brought Serbia kind of to light, sort mm-hmm. of. Novak Djokovic as well. Djokovic, they're kind of the big names that mm-hmm. kind of put us on the map.
Malo pre sam te pitala kako se ti osjećaš, kako se definišeš, jesi li Srbin, Amerikanac, i ti si rekao nešto interesantno. Šta je tvoj identitet?
I would say I'm Serbian-American. Heritage-wise, I'm Serbian. That was what I was introduced to ever since I was 6 months. My parents flew me out to Serbia, and I was invested into the culture, but I have my own identity as well as an American living and going to school here. I definitely would say that the American culture impacts me a lot greater than the Serbian culture, but I would say that the Serbian culture still is within me, and mm-hmm. I'm proud of that culture.
Proud of you. Da li mi možeš opisati svoj krug prijatelja, što se tiče njihove, rekao si, to je miks nacija i tako dalje. S kim se ti družiš i da li imaš neki uticaj njihovih kultura, drugih?
So, most of my friends, it's a big mixing pot. So, I have friends who are Middle Eastern and are Muslim, religion-wise. And I also have friends who are from Italy. I have friends who are from South America, from Peru. I have friends from Egypt. And we all, I guess, are American in the sense that most of us are born here. Maybe one or two friends, they were born in South America and then came here, but for the most part we are still American, but we still have our roots and we are proud of our roots. So it's like a big mixing pot of all different cultures, and we all like to share our food, share what we like to do.
I da li ti to interesantno što imaš tu priliku?
Yeah, I love that all my friends are from different cultures and that I'm immersed within all these different kind of, I guess, like norms within their cultures as well. My one friend, he's Middle Eastern, so they do a hookah. I don't know how to translate that in Serbian, but it's like a thing you would gather together socially and you kind of like smoke it.
Aha,
so
okay.
it's like cigarettes, but...
Mislim da to šiša ili nargile?
Ne znam.
Aha, okay.
Kao, zove se hookah u English.
Uh-huh, sa onim cevima.
Da, tako, za cevima.
Da, nargile ili šiša.
Okay, uh-huh, okay.
Okay. I onda to radite zajedno.
Da, da, da. To je kao socially, kao fun, neki put. Kao
Rekao si, voleo bi da tvoje deca jednog dana u budućnosti takođe nešto dobiju od srpskog jezika ili kulture.
Da.
Da li bi voleo da tvoja mama, na primer, priča srpski sa tvojom decom, kao tvoja baba s tobom?
Da. I feel like having that presence of someone who is from Serbia and speaks the language very well is a very good influence. Teach my future children how to speak the language, because my perception of Serbian isn't as broad as hers, and her way of speaking is definitely more correct than my way of speaking when it comes to Serbian. So I feel like having her around would be a great teacher.
Okay. Da, još možda jedno pitanje. Da li pratiš išta što se dešava, nešto što se dešava u Srbiji? Bilo politiku, dešavanja, događaje, muziku, sport,
da.
Šta god.
Neki put, for the most part, only like the big news. I know recently there was a school shooting that happened, and that was quite a global impact, I guess you could say. Very big within Serbia. When it comes to sports, more so I keep track with, I guess, the basketball side, not so much. I know handball is very big within Serbia. I don't keep track of that. When it comes to politics, I personally don't like politics as a whole, so I don't keep track of those, especially not in Serbia, so to say. Mm-hmm. But I do understand kind of how the government works, sort of the people within that government. But for the most part, when it comes to Serbian news, I get it from my grandmother, because she always watches Serbian news with Serbian channels at home.
Sa babom pričaš i dalje samo srpski? Koliko dobro ona razume engleski, ili da li se snalazi?
I would say that her understanding of English would be about the same as my understanding of Serbian. Like, she's able to understand what English people are saying to her, but her trying to respond back sometimes is a little short and kind of to the point, whereas her Serbian speaking is very fluent, and I try to speak Serbian to her because that is her first language and she understands it better. But if I was to speak English to her and say key words in English, she obviously would understand what I was saying.
Da li si učio u školi neki strani jezik?
When I was in middle school, I learned Spanish for maybe 5+ years. And then in high school, I learned Spanish as well. So I would say I'm able to understand some Spanish, as long as it's not very fastly spoken, or if it's in a certain dialect, I can sort of pick out what people are saying in a group setting.
Moja si pitanja sva razumeo, bez ikakvog problema.
Mislim da ja sam razumeo što si pitala meni, but neki words, when we were talking about the hookah, I did not understand what that was at all.
Okay, to je specifično, ipak. Koliko je za tebe važno poznavanje više jezika, da znaš, pored engleskog, znaš srpski, španski, šta misliš uopšte o tome? Da li je vama u Americi to uopšte potrebno i šta uopšte znači za tebe znati više jezika?
I would say that understanding multiple languages is very good within America, because it's very common that most people are bilingual, and it's something that a lot of I guess, recruiters, people that hire, they like to see that you are diverse with who you are as a person, that you can speak multiple languages, that you can understand multiple languages, because a lot of people that live in the United States, they don't necessarily speak English that well because they are immigrants. So understanding how to speak Spanish, how to speak Serbian in some areas is very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. A da li je moguće biti u Americi, živeti, raditi, a ne znati dobro engleski?
Može da radiš u Americi ako ne znaš engleski, pa your quality of job will suffer. Mm-hmm. You could not speak English and you could be a dishwasher where you don't need to communicate with people. You could still work. As long as you're able to understand how to do a task that you're given, you could still find a job here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A ovi tvoji prijatelji koji si spomenuo iz Istočne Evrope, muslima prijatelje, muslimani, da li oni znaju svoje heritage languages?
Da, oni sve znaju kako da speak their heritage language. When they speak to their parents, they often speak in their respective languages. I know my friend from Middle East, he's Syrian, and he speaks Arabic with his family. And I know that my one friend from Egypt, I think he speaks Egyptian, I think. Is that a language?
So Arabic.
Arabic still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he speaks Arabic with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And my one friend, he's Turkish.
Okay.
He speaks, I think he still speaks Arabic with his family, and then I have an Italian friend. He knows a little bit of Italian, and he speaks it with his grandmother.
I svi su, da, svi su naučili u porodici,
da,
od roditelja. Da li je neko od njih imao neku nastavu, neke časove tog jezika?
Ovde u školu oni ne teach you how to speak, I guess, those unique languages. It's more just the base French, English, Spanish, and here and there you'll see German.